America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast where we sit around and we play games. And this week we are back to some of our favorite games, Munchkin. And this week we are kind of behind now a little bit on some of the new releases, including the brand new Star Munchkin 3. It's the expansion for the Star Munchkin base set. And Rob, I know you've been super excited about this game.
Yeah, Star Munchkin is probably my favorite version. So finally getting a sequel to it. Yeah, what, a decade after the last
sequel?
Yeah,
it seems
sequel?
Almost, yeah. I mean, Munchkin has been around for almost 15 years, starting in January. It'll be 15 years.
And Star Munchkin was the first set of standalone after the original Munchkin. Star Munchkin 2 didn't take long, so it might actually have been a decade since the last time we got new Star Munchkin stuff.
Wow, okay. And Brian, what do we need to know about Star Munchkin 3? Anything special?
Nothing special. Basically, it just adds a veggie race and an aristocrat class. No new mechanics beyond that.
Don't we have some new ships or something that come out in this? I forget what the new...
Some more ships. It just kind of adds more of what's already in Star Munchkin.
Yeah,
which is fine considering Star Munchkin.
A new class ambassador that can commandeer ships from other players, and a new race veggie because even Munchkins need fiber. Yay.
Because Groot.
Now, Brad.
Yes.
I noticed that as we're looking at the back of the cards, there's it's pretty easy to tell which ones are the new ones and which ones are the old ones.
Yeah, you could sleeve them.
Yeah, but why do that?
Honestly, never really found that too big of an issue, especially when you go mixing sets. Anyways, you're going to have different backs.
Yeah. Although here it might be a little easier to figure out.
Well, so that'll put Rob at a distinct advantage.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Because I'm sure he's got the Star Munchkin 3 and has gone through everything.
Yes, I have got Star Munchkin 3. I don't know if I've gone through all of it.
Rob. All right. Well, we rolled ahead of time for the counters, and I rolled the highest.
I think you cheated.
No, I did not cheat. Although I didn't even roll. You know, I pulled it from my Zach Sack, so I could have been one higher from the beginning. So I will start at level 2, and I'm going to be a bug gadgeteer. Bugs are highly adaptable and master scavengers. Whenever a race or class card is discarded, you may discard any two cards and grab the discard. I'm also a gadgeteer. I'm a tech whiz. You can use as many complex gadgets as you can carry. I can also disarm traps. Anytime you draw a face-up trap, you may discard any two cards and discard the trap as well. This does not help you against traps played on you by your fellow munchkins. And then the only armor that I have is strategically placed ribbons, +2 bonus.
I have an asteroid belt that's only usable by bugs.
Oh, really?
That I would give you for that strategically placed armor.
What is it?
It's a +3 bonus.
Sure.
And those are going to have to be some big ribbons.
Yep.
Is that a fat joke?
Well.
Because I'm trying.
From a fat guy, yeah.
I have lost 35 pounds this year, thank you.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've found it for you.
Anything else?
Not really. I've got Cosmic String, which is if a feline helps the owner of the Cosmic String in combat, that feline goes up a level in addition to any other rewards earned. So I guess it's a way to convince felines to help me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is an interesting mechanic. And it's from the new set, I believe. Is that what the little set symbol is? The clown nose?
No, that would be set 2.
Then Mind Control Gas. Play during any combat. A single monster screams in fear and runs away, leaving its treasure. The monster is not killed and does not count for levels. Usable once only. And nothing else.
I have no race and no class, but I do have a +4 bonus sidekick, the Faithful Robot. I also have a permanent wave, which gives me one extra hand to carry things with. It is headgear. And I have the hallucinogenic nanobot grenade, which allows me to play during any combat +3 to either side. Usable once only.
Cool. And Brian, what about you?
I am a cyborg super munchkin bounty hunter.
Whoa, okay.
Yes. Being a cyborg, I start at level 2. A level 1 character becomes a cyborg, becomes level 2. A cyborg character can never go below level 2, in the same way that a normal character can't go below level 1. If killed, the cyborg may choose instead to lose 2 levels or go to level 2 and stay alive.
Huh. Why did I roll? Why do we have a big roll off so I could get this cool counter if he's just going to start at level 2 as well?
Yes. Bounty Hunter gives me new contract. When a monster card is on top of the discard stack, you may discard your entire hand to take it. You may not do this during combat. And freelance work. You draw a face down door card as reward after you help someone else kill a monster.
Mm.
I am also armed with a Sprazer Dazer, which are 2 laser items that combine to make a single 2-handed weapon with a +6 bonus.
Wow.
One of those has a only usable by, or?
Not usable by bug.
Ah, the Sprazer.
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Well, let's start to my left since I won the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'd pause there for the audience to laugh. Let Rob go first this time.
I'm going to kick down the door. Oh, good God. Level 15, ultraviolet. Mmm, bugs, yummy. +5 against bugs.
Cool, thank goodness
bad
I'm not
stuff,
a bug.
Lose 2 levels.
Run away?
Run away.
Well, it's worth 4 treasures, and I've got mind control gas. So I'm going to go ahead and use that. Single monster screams in fear and runs away, leaving its treasure.
Wow.
Monster is not killed and does not count for levels, but I get 4 treasures. So,
well done.
Darn. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, holy crap. I'm level 6.
Wow. What'd you do? Pull 4?
I pulled 4 go-up levels off the top of the deck.
Wow.
I don't think that was shuffled.
Yeah, it was shuffled, bitch. You
I watched
me shuffle them 3 times.
Shuffler.
Is that from different sets?
1, 2, 3, no, all 5 of them are from different. They're from the. I think they're from the most recent.
Wow.
Is that the symbol for the most recent one? The little flying saucer.
I would imagine so.
Well, it's going to be a short episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we'll just see about that.
I got hack into alien ship.
Wow.
Resist futilely. Restart the planet's core. Shoot first, and phone home.
Wow. You saw me run those through the machine like multiple times.
I don't like that machine.
I don't trust the machine either.
I didn't see the machine.
Here. I'll try to help this out a little bit. Here's a trap. Rob, you can lose your armor.
Okay.
And
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I might as well just discover a new life form and go up a level 2.
Brilliant. My turn?
Yeah.
It is your turn.
Which of these dang things? This is the door.
The door, yeah. Okay. Airlocks are the doors.
Usually the holler stack.
Oh, it is a something from an alternate timeline +5/+2 monster. I will.
Is that the pirate Jawa
in
on
my
that?
Hand. It is a pirate Jawa with
that is amazing
coffee.
It's all private,
right.
Pirate Java.
Java, yeah. All right, I'm going to. What can I do? I can
go look for trouble or loot the room.
If I look for trouble, I'd throw a monster out of my hand. Is that what I do?
Yep.
All right. I will pitch down level 1 tiny but advanced creatures. So I've got the bad stuff is they irradiate my pedal extremities, lose your foot gear. But I have I'm at 5 right now with my faithful robot sidekick.
Suppose you can have it.
Oh, yay. All right. So I get 1 treasure.
Man, it's like everybody's just...
We'll see.
Crawling up the...
look at that. I got a dog bot.
Mine was 90% dumb luck.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I should have gone first.
Well...
you wouldn't have been able to kill the thing.
And of that, 5% luck.
Yeah.
All right.
Call me dumb.
You got five cards in your hand, Brad?
I've got 5 cards in my hand. Your turn.
Kicking down the space door.
Did I call you go up 11? Fat and dumb within the space of like 2 minutes? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wow, you
might have been like 3.
I actually,
really mean.
I like Rob.
You're one of the 10. And it's,
So I kick down the automatic space door to get something with future technology +10 to monster.
Ouch.
So I'll just tuck that away in my hand.
Raider Jawa?
Yeah, it's something. Java with future technology. Little satellite dishes coming off his cup, and I will loot the room. Ah. I will keep that in mind.
All right, then I will kick down the door, pow, to discover from a higher gravity planet plus 10 to monster.
Mm. So wait a second. So are you telling me that we drew... Somebody drew five...
You know what I think it is? As I feel these new cards...
They all stick together.
They feel a little... Like there's a residue on them.
Yep. Because we just got three cards in a row that were something else.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. So maybe when they were going through the shuffler, they kind of stuck from... Yeah, because I can feel it from the static.
Would you like me to shuffle a bit before my next turn?
No.
Okay.
We'll just play it as it stands. Okay, so I'm going to go loot the room.
Most bizarre game ever.
Isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, this is really going to be different.
My turn?
Yep.
Kick your down turn. The door. Woo! Trap! Take the blue pill. If you have no class now, this trap has no effect.
Boo.
Otherwise, go back through the discard pile, starting with the top discard. The first class card you come to replaces your current class. I'm going to loot the room. This did not get shuffled worth a crap. Go.
And actually, this deck is the one that got shuffled like 6 times.
Mm.
Oh, trap. Game over, man. Lose all your lasers. I have no lasers.
Oof. Wow. Yeah, so you got lucky there, Brian.
All right, I will... I will play my monolith card and go up a level.
Mm.
And then I will go looking for trouble. Do a level 6 bug-eyed monster. Level 6 bug-eyed monster. I'm at 10. It has, it's jealous of mutants because they're prettier, plus 5 against mutants. Bad stuff, cyborgs escape automatically, others lose 2 levels. 2 treasures.
Lose 2 levels, huh?
Okay, 1, 2, 3. It is dead. And I get 2 treasures.
Oh, and 2 treasures and 2 levels?
Yep.
No, one level. The bad stuff was lose 2 levels. Oh, okay. Unless you're a cyborg.
So I'm at level 4 now. All right, your turn, Brian.
All right, kicking down the door. Trap, dump your cargo. Discard all items you have in play that are not equipped. I do not have any non-equipped items in play.
You are lucky.
That's a rough card. I've never seen anything like that.
And I
that
will
a new one? Yep.
It's got loot the little flying saucer.
Yeah, so that's
got
to be the new ones, yeah.
To become a cyborg.
You're just ditching your old cyborg?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like the old cyborg.
All right. Anything else, Brian?
I'm part Dalek now, or Robbie. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm done.
It looks like Dalek. I'm going to kick down the door to discover a +2 sidekick. Beautiful assistant.
Mm.
If a monster reacts differently to males and females, the beautiful assistant, who is the sex opposite of yours and loyally changes if you do, can speak for you. The monster reacts as though you were the opposite sex.
Mm.
There we go. +2 bonus. And I think I will loot the room. Oof. 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 And I will tear my shirt off for no reason and go up a level.
Oh. I was like, did you get that from looting the room? But no, you have
no,
it in your hand.
I had my hand a while ago. Yes.
Door. Kick. Wandering monster.
Hmm.
Well, that's
Can I see your
wandering monster card just for a second?
Yep, it's okay. From an old set.
Okay. I'm kind of disturbed because there's a kind of like a...
I'm going to loot the room.
Because a couple of these figures in the new set are kind of like clones of each other.
Hmm.
Like just these cadets in brown pullovers with blonde hair and glowing red eyes. It's kind of disturbing. I'm not saying I have any of those.
What are you saying? Yeah.
I am going to become a bounty hunter.
Mm.
And not it.
Not it.
Not it. It.
Brian, lose a level.
Can't.
Oh, you can't. Oh. Oh, well.
Phew.
Go.
All right. I will kick down a door. Radioactive something, plus 5 to monster. I'll put that in my hand.
Man,
I will.
I know, right?
Aim to
be terrifying when we
find. Oh, no.
I'm going up a level.
Man, we're
going
to burn through all the go-up levels.
I'm going to play Smasher, a laser, two-handed laser.
Smazer.
All the lasers.
Oh, laser Smazer. I get that. Yes. Isn't that clever?
Wait, do you get the Bow Baser.
Wow. All right.
There's also a banana Fana one.
Yeah.
Loot the room.
That he's keeping
you. Just keep this in my hand, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. Your turn, sir.
All right. Kicking down the door. Ooh, a level 16 Frank the Tank. Plus 5 against Gadgeteers. Franks wants their toys. I'm only level 8.
Go, Frank.
Anyone want to help?
I would only hurt you, as I am a Gadgeteer.
Oh,
how much level do you need?
I will help you for how many treasures? I'll
8.
Help you for the first and second choice of the treasures.
Okay.
I don't have enough to help.
Sounds good to me.
All right, I'm bringing 15 to the party, so...
Okay.
We're good.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I mean, 5. 5. I have 5.
I gotta save mine.
All right, here you go.
Right. 3, 2, 1. Squish.
Yay.
All right. There is all the laser, plus 5. Venus Monster Trap, usable by veggies only. Not usable by Vezzy, DeGrazer. And a plus 3 hoverboard.
So you can add those two up
the
on
lasers.
Yeah, you want both the lasers because they'll stack.
Yeah, well, I've got one laser already. I've got the Schmazer.
I know, so you can
the
have
the lasers
a,
all combine.
They all combine into a giant laser.
Oh, okay, so you can combine all of them?
That's what they all say.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Well, I'll take the first try. I said first and, what did I say?
You
first
said
and second.
Second.
Yep, I definitely want all of them. Okay.
So what do you got now?
Now I'm at, let's see, 8, 11, and 7 is 18,
what's
and 5
your laser?
Is
what's your laser?
Oh, I've got the Grazer, all the Wazer, Schmazer. Yeah, Grazer, all the Wazer, Schmazer. Wow. All right.
That's the only reason to play this game.
That's
the
worth
best
it.
Reason to play this
version. That is entirely worth it.
All right, I guess I'll take a hoverboard.
No, they haven't been invented.
This is the future.
Oh, no,
they're
it's in the
past.
They're
just not mass production.
And put a Venus Monster Trap to the side.
Wow. Am I the lowest level? I'm a level... Oh, no.
You're tied with me.
Okay.
You can go.
All right. I will kick open the door to reveal a traitor. D-E-R, not T-E-R.
Oh. The other one T-O-R. Makes more sense for you.
Faithful crew, you may have two sidekicks at the same time. Trading, when an item card is on top of the discard stack, you may take it by discarding items in play or from your hand equal or greater value. You may not do this during combat. That's a class.
Traitor is the reason you hate me.
Yes, I know. You may take it by discarding items in play from your hand of equal or greater value. I think... All right, well, I'm going to loot the room. And I'm going to discard a Space Ranger.
Ah.
And my turn is over. That's a new one.
By discarding his whole hand, the Space Ranger can force another player whose aid would make the difference between losing and winning to help him in combat. However, if they win, the Space Ranger must reward his deputy with either all the levels or all the treasure. The Space Ranger chooses which.
Yeah, see?
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty complicated.
I'm going to kick down the door.
I'm sure you will.
Sidekick, Blinky.
Aw.
If you change sex, Blinky will become very confused and will switch his allegiance to another player. Each player who can legally add a sidekick rolls one die to see who gets him. High roll wins and ties only. Roll again. I guess I'll loot the room. And I will become a traitor instead of the bounty hunter.
Dang it. I was trying to keep the traitor out of your hands.
And get another sidekick.
Boo.
Ralph, the Wonder Dog.
Oh.
Ralph does not count
Never
toward any limits
you.
On your... Oh, son of a crap. I didn't need to become a trader yet.
Does Ralph never leave you?
Ralph does not count toward any limits on your number of sidekicks. Ralph helps out in combat by biting legs and also gives you a +1 to run away.
Do you lose him if you lose your life? Because some of those dogs are so faithful that even if you die, you get to keep the dog.
Go ahead.
Interesting. I will kick down the door. Oh, what gadgeteer. I'm a tech whiz. I can use as many complex gadgets as I can carry. Disarm traps. Anytime you draw a face-up trap, you may discard any two cards and discard the trap as well. That does not help you against traps played on you by your fellow munchkins. Well, you guys wouldn't put a trap on me.
Never.
Anyway. I'm going to go looking for trouble. Play this level 3 absolute zero. He has no special powers. He has no interesting flaws. He's hardly even there, but kill him anyway. Bad stuff, nothing. So I've got lots to his 3. Anyone want to get in on this?
I'll help.
No, I meant like get me. No.
Oh.
No. One treasure. 1, 2, 3.
I'll help you for one treasure.
Dead. I'll help you for no treasure.
I'll take the treasure.
Don't you get.
Thank you. Yeah.
Don't you go up a level?
No.
No, he gets rewarded. Right.
I'm now level 6.
It's face down door card as a reward after you help someone else kill a monster.
All right.
What?
I was asking because he helps. Oh. If he helps you, he gets something.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Your turn, Brian.
All right. I will kick down the door. I can be a feline.
Uh-oh.
Just means I can tempt him even more.
Yes. Yeah. The level 2 protection would be nice, but also, so can I now kick down a second door?
Yeah.
Alright, I will do that then.
Wait, what?
The feline, if they don't fight a monster in the first one, they can actually kick down a second door.
Ooh, that's
which
neat.
Is the main reason I switched. Yeah. But I did not find a monster. Instead, I find a sidekick, kid sister. Your annoying kid sister insists on coming, so let her open the doors. If she finds a trap, you may declare that the trap got her instead of you and discard her.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that worth any bonus?
No bonus. And I will loot the room. Oh. I can only have one sidekick?
Unless it says otherwise. Because how did you get two sidekicks?
Well, the trader may have two sidekicks at the same time, but Ralph also doesn't count towards my limit.
There you go.
So.
Rob and Will are tied for
level 6. I'm at level 4. You are at level 4.
But Brad is significantly ahead.
Yes, but he also has a disarm trap ability, eh?
Only if he kicks it down.
Oh.
Yep, you can throw a trap on me and I'll suffer it.
Okay, chromosome switch.
Oh.
You are now a female type male.
All right. I am a female.
And so what do you got, bonus negative five
to my next combat due to distraction.
And you can discard that.
Yep, now that your marker's in place there.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, I will kick down the door and discover Pow, a super munchkin. You may have 2 class cards, have the all advantages and disadvantages of each, or you may have 1 class card and have all the advantages and none of its disadvantages. I think I'm going to play a Gadgeteer Trader Super Munchkin.
Indeed.
Good. And and if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, and Jell-O Pudding Pops. And I'm going to loot the room. And my turn is done.
I'm going to kick down the door. Steven's
childhood just flashed before his eyes.
Level 8, Creature from the Pink Lagoon. It likes kitties. Nobody knows why. Felines may choose not to fight the creature. If they don't fight, they draw a card from each deck face down.
I'll help.
no. Let me fact. I'm at 10 to its 8. So, I don't need help. Bad stuff is lose 3 levels.
Wow.
Wow, the bad stuff is negative on that thing.
And what is it?
It's a level 8 to my 10 currently.
Oh. But you're beating it.
Yeah.
And you'll go up 1 level.
So what do you need help for?
2, 1.
Go.
I was less asking for help and more making sure no one wanted to screw with me.
Oh, in that case.
I was considering it.
I got too caught up in the
He is at level 7.
Yeah, well, Won't be for long.
I'm going to put my Cloak of Authority into play, which is an armor usable by Ambassador only. And say go.
All right. Kicking the door. Shebang. Trap Acid Jet. Lose the armor you are wearing. I wear no armor, so I will not bother to disarm that trap. I do not care. And I will, I guess I will loot the room.
Goes to your hand.
My hand. Never mind.
I mean, you can play it if you want.
Yeah.
But if it's a... No.
If it's a trap on somebody,
it's a monster, you can't.
No. Yeah, if it's a monster, it's you can't do anything.
No, I'll pretend like it was not. Hey, I will play the Super Serum card, though, and go up a level.
All right.
I'm now level 7.
Did you lose a level? Did you not go up a level when you beat the...
last thing?
Yeah, I think I did.
You did.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I was level 5 and then went to level 6.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm level 7. I might have lost one in there somewhere. But
okay.
It's, you know, I got to give you guys a bit of a, you know.
I see.
I don't want to.
So you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Running your mouth.
He's just wanting to maintain with me.
Yeah, I know.
Kicking down the door to get a bounty hunter.
Out. Ah!
Will. Kick down another door because I'm a feline. Telepathic monster. +5 to monster.
Wow.
So the bounty hunter's in your hand, Brian.
I can't just toss it, though, right?
Yeah, because you and I are tied,
you'd have
so
to swap out your class.
Yeah, well, then...
I guess you're both the same level, so you don't have to discard.
Yeah, I don't have to charity.
You wouldn't have to charity. You just have to discard.
Okay. How much do I got? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's discard bounty hunter. Let's play trap. I'm the only person that has a race. Sorry, Steven.
Oh, no. Discard any race cards you have in play and become a Human. I don't want to be a Human. Ah, boo, Human.
And that'll be good.
All right. I will kick down the airlock and discover a level 7 red dwarf.
Did I actually loot the room? Oh, yeah, I did. I got...
+2 against running dog capitalist traders.
I didn't.
Oh, darn it.
Alas.
So it's a level 9. Bad stuff. Short power. He goes through your items you have in use and steals one with the shortest name. Oh, boy. Gotta get 2 treasures on this.
The only item you have?
Yes. So I'm at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm at 11 against its 7. Oh, I'm sorry. 11 against its 9.
You're good.
All right. I will take a level and 2 treasures. Oops. Mm. 1, 2.
Don't be a Zach. Grab from the treasure pile.
Yeah, grab from the treasure pile. I will grab from the treasure pile, and I will add on a attaché case. Oh, wait. Sorry, that's usable by ambassador only. So I'll just set this over here. And I also will not equip my level +3 brown coat.
Why not?
Because I got a +3 belt.
Yeah, that is an armor. The belt doesn't say armor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, then I will equip my +3 brown coat and accent it with my asteroid belt. Mm. And I'm done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Level 7, Nerds of Prey. Any grenade will make them flee. This is not a kill, but the treasure remains for the taking. Hmm. Bad stuff. They tie your shoes together and throw them over a phone line. Lose your foot gear. I am at 11 to their 7. Anybody?
11 to their 7, you say? How about computerized? Whatever they are.
Nerds of Prey.
Nerds of Prey.
That makes sense.
Wow.
They've got 1.
We are the binars.
Anybody willing to help out?
How many treasures do they have?
3.
3, huh?
Remember, you've got -5 to your combat.
Yeah, but I'm walking the door.
I'm reasonably certain he has at least 2.
Yeah, I'll help you for all 3 of the treasures.
I'll help you for 2.
I'll help you for 1.
I'll help you for 1. You get to pick.
I'll take Brian's.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, really?
I'll take Brian's. What do you add?
9 plus 4 is 13.
13?
Yes.
Okay.
So you're beating it by how much now?
We're at 24 by 12.
Beating it by 12, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then I will add in a wandering monster, an 11, level 15 Emperor Palpitate. Mm. Minus 3 against ambassadors and veggies, minus 6 if you're both.
Oh, wow.
But he's got 4 treasures on that, so. And 2 Dang. Levels.
Awesome. You got any once only thing?
I do.
Because I don't have anything.
Plus 2 to our side.
Oh, the grenade gets rid of your nerds automatically.
Yeah, the grenade would make the nerds flee.
Ah, well then there you
which
go.
Which means we'd still have...
Significant amount.
Which, any grenade will make them flee. This is not a kill. I guess, yeah, they just automatically flee.
Yay! They still get their treasure?
Yep. Yes. So there'd be 2 treasures, so the, or 3 treasures, so 7 treasures currently.
Hmm.
And they're at 15 to our 26.
It's Emperor Palpitate from a higher gravity plane, plus 10 to monster.
So 25 to our 26.
Come on, Brad. We got nothing
else. You know
else
you don't want to spend your stuff yet.
I don't want to spend my stuff yet. 25
yeah,
to 26?
He will win the game.
No, he won't.
No, he won't. Well, because, it's only 2 levels.
Oh, okay.
Because you piled the levels on him.
Well, because I didn't think they were going to freaking do anything. Stupid Brian throwing in his grenade.
Fine. Hallucinogenic nanobot grenade. Plus 3 to Emperor Palpitate's
side. We're down by 2.
Hmm.
Wow.
I was actually playing it nice to get rid of them. To knock Rob out.
I got nothing.
Now, see, here we go. Now Rob's digging in his hand.
Yes.
Nope. No.
Let me see. You're already a bounty hunter, right?
Yes.
I didn't even look at the bad stuff for it.
He forces you to discard your hand.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh. Which may not be a big deal.
I like my hand.
I do too.
We can sacrifice a sidekick to run away.
Yeah.
So you got nothing?
I got nothing.
All right.
Should I do this, Brad?
What is it?
Play after combat when someone tries to run away, either to immobilize all monsters and make escape automatic to the players, or to immobilize all players and cause the bad stuff to happen, usable only once.
And they would discard both discard their hands? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you could pass that up.
Yeah, it's 1,000 gold pieces and I could sell it and go up a level.
Right? Oh, well, I don't see how you could pass that up. But boy, watching them discard both their hands.
I know,
hands.
Right? It's only if they decide to run away, though.
We're deciding to
run
away.
Oh, okay, then you like, cannot run away, and the bad stuff happens.
Okay, then I'm going to hit you with a brain scrambler.
Oh, okay. Wait, I think you have to discard your hand. You can't just throw a trap on me after that's played.
Yes, I can. I'm not running away or not failing
I'm sorry.
Yet.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I should have threw these on the nerds.
Huh? Oh. yeah. Well...
All right, well, I'll just go back through here.
Bounty hunter.
And I will become a...
Bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter.
Did you lose your super
both...
munchkin.
Well, no, I lose both my classes.
Which means you lose the super munchkin.
No, because I can
go
have
ahead
all
and read
the...
your super munchkin.
I can have all the benefits and none of the drawbacks.
That's not quite what
Oh,
that
if
means.
You lose this card, if you lose all your class cards... Technically not losing my class cards because I'm replacing it with this
all of
class,
your class
cards.
Cards.
No, I'm replacing it with this class card.
No. You lose your super munchkin.
Well, then I still have a class, so how can I lose my...
You lost both of your class cards.
No. It Dude. Says... otherwise, go back through the discard pile starting with top. The first class card you come to replaces your current classes. It doesn't say... you discard your other classes. It says replaces your current classes. So therefore, I have not lost my class.
This is the first time you've tried to make this ruling. Every other time it's been you lose your super munchkin.
Because I'm reading the rules. I'm reading the card where it says I'm just replacing my class.
I still say in order to replace the class, you got to discard the pre-existing classes.
Brad?
I abstain.
No, you got to weigh in on this vote.
I think replace is not the same as discard. He is not classless at any point. He has, I mean, other than real life.
Yes.
He is not without class.
I disagree.
As would I.
2-2.
2-2.
Roll off.
Fine.
It goes to the owner. That's how the rules say. We argue and bicker about it, and then the owner wins.
So somebody out there will listen, and they will
tell you that you're wrong.
I don't know, because just as Brad said, at no time am I classless.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you buy a house, right? Sell one house, and you buy the other house. At no time are you without a house.
It depends on when you close. Depends on,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you close, you know, if you
I
close.
I say my grandparents were without a house for about 3 months when they sold their last one.
I have never had to have that problem.
Yeah, the other one was still being built.
All right. They still have to lose their.
Is it my turn yet?
No.
Good Lord.
That's gone.
I'm just doing what Rob would do. You still get something, right? Well,
when you draw a face down after you help someone else kill a monster.
Yeah, you have to kill the monster.
Dang. Wow.
Okay, kicking a door. Shebang. It's a level 7 Borolon +2 against psychics who cannot escape the interminable aphorisms. Bad stuff. Lose a level. Lose another level if you snickered because you thought aphorism sounded like a naughty word.
Battle 5 reference.
So I'm still at -5 for this fight. So at -5, let's see, that would put me at 10.
A lot.
20. So I'm at 20 versus at 7.
Yeah. Well, since you guys made me get rid of my +15.
All right. Do I get the... Right. I'm killing the Borolon. Uh-huh. And I get 2 treasures. And... okay, I'm going to play...
I can do that at any time.
I'm going to play the arms locker. Immediately draw 4... Oh, other I get than the level combat, yeah. For that. Draw 4 treasure cards, pick 2, and discard the other 2.
Bang.
Then put this card in the bottom of the discards. Would you bottom that for me, Brian? Or Rob? I will... Oh, no. All right.
My brother died.
Yes.
I'm going to discard...
It's okay. You get a whole new hand.
I'm going to discard...
No, I don't.
Earn the things of intelligent beings everywhere. Go up a level, and I'm going to discard the Vibro Sword. So we'll discard those 2 things. And I'm going to...
Brian's a level 4.
Oh, okay. I'm also going to play Physics Divine here. I'm going to put my permanent wave over to the side there.
What the?
And I'm going to... I guess, do I need to charity this sidekick card instead of charity that to Brian? And I've still got 1 card too many.
Charity both
again.
I don't want to charity any of this other stuff. I'm just going to use this Obliterate Peaceful Planet, go up a level. So I'm now at level 9.
That's why he got rid of the Earn the Thanks of the Intelligent Beings Everywhere, was because he was going to obliterate a peaceful planet.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't want to feel like a hypocrite.
You're going to do something?
Just on my turn.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and pull my Bounty Hunter new contract.
Darn it.
When a monster card is on top of the discard stack, You may discard your entire hand and take it. You may not do this during combat. So I had a Emperor Palpitate. My other card is a Count Dooku, a level 16 on that.
That's cute.
Nope.
All right. Sorry, Brian.
Oh, he looks like Duckman.
Okay. All right. So can I get rid of my current sidekick to put in a new one?
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Go away, sis. Putting in the WizKid.
Oh, does it give you some special bonus?
Plus two, and I can have as many complex items.
Oh, okay.
So kicking down door number one for a half-breed. I can't really play that till I have another.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So I'm a half-breed feline.
Then you get all the advantages and none of the disadvantages.
Kicking down door number two to face a level five Zwib. Saying his name weakens him, but no one can do it except for mutants who have two mouths. Minus two against mutants, not a mutant. So yeah, level five to my 9, 10, 11, 15.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
3, 2, 1, squish.
Don't look at me.
All right. Draw two treasures. Yeah, cool. I will, one hand. Well, I'll play the plus two mixtape. Inspirational music will help you until the tape breaks. After each combat, roll a die. On a one, discard mixtape. Cannot sell this item. It has great sentimental value, but no real value. And I will just put the exoskeleton in reserve.
That's got to be a Star Munchkin 3 card there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mixtape or the exoskeleton?
I'm going to discard my hand to take the top monster off the discard.
Does it say at least one card?
What monster was that?
The thing I just beat.
So it just says you can't do it during combat.
Okay, something else, good question.
So I gain a level.
So you have, you know, we have things down in front of us. Can we also play things like one shots? We can play those out of our hands,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to. Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
And done? I'm done.
Kick down the airlock door and find a level 14 kinder, gentler Murderbot. These are the guys I was talking about. These weird looking clone guy things.
Mm. Murderbots. They're Murderbots. On a lot of the
yeah. They're on a lot of the
enhancers
other cards
from that set.
Yeah. Murderbots. What is that referencing? I reminds me of something. I can't think of what.
Let's see if I can beat this. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Against his 14, one left.
I will help you for one treasure.
Don't do it.
I will help you for one treasure, and
I don't have
you
any benefits.
Get to pick which treasure.
You know what? You know what, Steven? I will help you for no treasures.
Are you a bounty hunter?
Nope. I'm just a nice guy.
He just doesn't want either of us.
But you got
to
a minus
anything.
5 to your combat, right?
I'm done with that.
Oh, you're done with that?
I've gotten used to all my new parts.
Okay, I'll go with Brad.
All right.
Anyone? 3, 2, 1. Smash. 4 treasures. 1 level, unfortunately.
Treasures are still face up.
Though. I know. Here we go with Lone GM. Your comics go up a level. What is this one? No bonus. Not usable by Space Ranger. Auto flee 1,000. Plus 2 to run away. Foot gear. Plus 1 bonus green paint armor. And plus 3 bonus usable by mutant-only alien pet. All right. So let's see what we got here. Space Ranger. So we got 3, 7. Ooh. I'm going to sell my alien pet and my auto flee 1,000. I'll keep that one. Okay, I'll sell my green paint, my attaché case, and my alien pet for 1,000 and go up another level.
You can't buy your way up to your last level.
No,
nope.
You can't. Oh. And I will loan GM my comic books and go up yet another level.
You going to put your foot gear on?
I will put my foot gear on. Doesn't give me any bonus, but it gives me plus 2 to run away.
You have one card in your hand?
So that means you fail to run away on a 1 or 2?
Yep, providing even... I pull it out of Zach's sack. Then
so, yeah, then...
I flee every time.
You have just the one card in your hand.
I have just the one card in my hand. Sorry, and it's not one you want.
My turn?
It is.
Actually, I think it's the monster that he got last time.
It is.
I kick down the door. Level 16 space probe. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Characters of higher levels lose 2 levels if they fail to defeat it, even if they escape.
Dang.
Oh. You get probed, lose any armor and or headgear you are wearing, lose 2 levels, lose your dignity. Wow. Well, I am at 11 to its 16.
Mm.
Brian?
Sure. How many treasures?
I will give you half of them.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
It's 2 levels. It'll put you at 9.
It'll put me at 9. It'll get hit, but he'll gain a level because he's a cat.
And he'll also get a
and he'll also get a face down door on top of the 2 treasures.
Wow.
Thus making it actually worthwhile for him to help me despite it putting me into a potentially winning scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You got anything to screw with me?
No, let's see. No,
I know he doesn't.
Let me ask a question. So if you get a go up a level card from the treasures, you can't use it to go up the last level.
No. Last level has to come from defeating a monster.
Okay. All right.
Unless you have something that says you can use this to make it the winning level.
Nope.
Yeah.
There is no divine intervention type thing in this set.
No divine intervention. There's a number of cards that say this can be your winning level.
Mm.
You gonna do anything to us?
No. I'm not going to.
All right. Dated space probe.
Yay.
2 levels. Grab your door.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4 treasures.
Ouch.
One of them is a go up a level.
I'm gonna grab the 2 lasers.
Mm.
Give you Technobabble and a vibrating virus grenade. Technobabble is a go up a level.
Ooh. I will use Technobabble.
I've got a Razor Banana Fana Faux Phaser.
Yeah.
Go up a level and I get another one because of the thingy thing?
Yep, and you get another one because of that.
We are all very close. Brad is at 9, Rob is at 9, Brian is at 7, and I am at 8.
Mm.
Who said this was going to be a fast runaway game?
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yes.
I will begin by playing All Your B-Star Belong to Us on Brian. Play on another player at any time except during combat. He must show everyone all the cards in his hand and give you all the monster cards he was holding, usable once only. So you give him all the monster cards you were holding. All right. And you have a vibrating virus grenade, +3 to either side in your hand. Okay. All right, I will kick down a door. Is level 13 the cheese of evil? Your sidekicks cannot protect you against the power of the cheese. Do not use their bonuses or special abilities in this combat. Bad stuff, it eats your sidekicks. Discard them.
Well so played, Brad.
I cannot. What?
Well played.
What?
Rob doesn't have anything in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Brian doesn't have anything in his hand except Brian's for the vibrating grenade.
And you have one card.
And I have one card that doesn't do anything.
Yes.
Well played.
I did engineer that.
I will throw a grenade at you.
Oh.
Because I can.
I will time warp it because I can. I discard it. So that time warped your grenade away. So there you go. I've got 9,
he took a step
12, a step to 21, 26 without my sidekick against its level 13.
Didn't see that coming.
Alrighty. Thank you, gentlemen. It's been
fun.
No
wonder Brad was so eager for me to use that.
discard both their hands.
Yes.
Yeah, this is mostly your fault.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's entirely your fault.
It's entirely your fault.
You destroyed the other two people.
Anytime Rob doesn't win, somehow it's my fault.
Exactly.
I get blamed for when Rob doesn't play. You know, surprisingly, even though these were shuffled oddly, we got a lot of the Star Munchkin 3 cards out. No. Now, we didn't see the veggie show up. Yeah. We didn't see the ambassador class.
The things that I wanted to see.
What did you want to see? I didn't see any spaceships show up.
Classes and races.
Which was annoying, because from the start of the game, I had a card that said, go up a level for each spaceship you have.
Oh, man. Well, cool. I guess, you know, that may be one of the good things, Rob, about only having 3 expansions in 15 years, is that you don't have a massive deck of cards to run
through. There was also a mini expansion, like one of the foil ones.
Ships.
Oh,
Was that not in there?
Maybe. I don't know if I have that. When did the ships come out? I'm pretty sure I have it.
It was fairly recent, like the last couple years.
Nah, it was
I'm gonna bet that I bet if it was out, I would have had it. But I thought that the ships were included in... No, the ships were included
There's new
in three.
Ships in there.
Oh, new ones
I don't
in
think
here?
It includes the ones from the ship expansion.
Yeah.
This expansion includes ships your characters can use to explore the cosmos.
But there's like just a foil booster pack of 15 ship cards.
Okay, for some reason, I don't think this got shuffled all that well, because I just found the 5 ambassadors
altogether.
Right, weirdo.
That's weird.
Whoa, poo.
Oh, well. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
I certainly did.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Rob?
Yeah, it was still fun.
It's always fun to play Munchkin. Even with Rob.
Even with Rob.
All right, everybody. Thank you for downloading and listening. If you have any questions, comments, errata, etc., podcast at majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping you're not get caught cheating or whatever. That the way that goes. Something, something. Don't get caught.
We love comics, and may your dice rolls be critical hits.
It's been a long day.
Yes.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.